I was all set to tell you another story from college. And thanks, by the way, to listener Tony, who reached out to me to tell me he's enjoying the week of college stories here on Your Daily Lex. But I was going to tell you a story about a time some friends and I were on a scavenger hunt and we drove to Canada to get a picture of ourselves by the Welcome to Canada sign. Here was the problem. I told that story on episode 579 of this very podcast. So if you want to hear that story, go way back to an episode from August of 2023, August 3rd, 2023, an episode called Three Car Stories. It was three stories about driving in college, and I told that story. I'm not going to tell that story. I'm going to tell a different college story. So get fired up. Here it comes.
Your Daily Lex.
I'm going to tell you stories about college a cappella. My freshman, and probably I've told some of these stories in the podcast too. It's the podcast has a lot of content, but anyway, I was a freshman. I was very, very new. I was seeing a girl who would later face murder charges. I've told you about that, but anyway, at the time, as far as I know, she hadn't murdered anyone, and she was encouraging me that I should audition for the a cappella groups. And she told me like which ones were the best ones. And she told me that Spur of the Moment was the best a cappella group. And so I signed up for their audition form. And then I signed up for one other group's audition form because I thought they had a cool name. They were called Up the Octave. Then I found out that Up the Octave was an all-girl a cappella group. And they had assumed that I was a girl when I put my name on the list because my name is Lex, which could go either way. But so I didn't audition for that one. But I went in and auditioned for Spur of the Moment, which indeed was the biggest. They called themselves the premier co-ed a cappella group at Brandeis. And I auditioned singing a snippet of the song One Week by the Bare Naked Ladies. And I had this good audition. And they had me sing the first line of the song, Moondance. It's a marvelous night for a moondance. But they would keep giving you new starting keys to see if you could just transpose it in your head and sing it in the new key. Fine. Then I think I'm all finished. I'm pleased with what I've done. And the musical director, the oldest guy in the room as well, because he was a grad student, he's like, hey, we've heard you sing fast. Could you also sing slowly for us? And I was like, oh, this is terrifying. Now I feel very dumb. Like he thought this was a poor song choice to sing One Week by the American Ladies, which has, as you may know, many fast lyrics. I was mostly showing off that I knew them. And he's like, yeah, why don't you sing Happy Birthday? And so I pointed to a random person in the room. I was like, what's your name? And he said, it's Matt. And I said, okay, I'm going to sing Happy Birthday to you, Matt, which I then did. So a couple days later, I have a voicemail, and the voicemail starts with the president of the a cappella group, a woman named Sam, laughing hysterically. And I had many voicemails that started that way because my voicemail greeting, you remember voicemail, my voicemail greeting at Brandeis was, you want to leave a message for Lex? What the f-? And then the beep would come as I started to say, and like, it took me a couple tries to nail it, but it was perfectly timed where it truly sounded like it was bleeping me. And she was just laughing hysterically at that. She's like, well, the good news is you're in Spur. And it turned out they'd accepted me and my, I think at that point, future buddy, Jake. Everybody else had been asked to come to callbacks, but they were worried we were going to also audition for voicemail, the all male a cappella group at Brandeis. And they wanted to get us before voicemail did. It turns out Jake had auditioned for voicemail, but I wasn't planning on doing that. But they got me. And Spur had this policy that they told you about at the audition process. Oh, that's right. They asked us to go to callbacks, even though we were already in, because they wanted to hear how we blended with called back people. And so they were telling everybody callbacks, hey, we have this policy, Spur first. You need to come to, you need to make us your priority. We have three rehearsals a week for 3 hours at a time from 7 to 10 p.m. And if you miss more than two, you're out. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to accept this, but I'm a freshman in college. There's no way I can handle that kind of commitment. So if and when it becomes too much, I will just quit. Turns out it didn't become too much. It worked out just fine. But it was crazy. I think I took one semester off to do a show, possibly two. I think just one, and then one I did the show and Spur, and I just worked around things. That's right. But so the a cappella group did great. We recorded two albums during my time there, and we sang on national television on the morning show on CBS. We competed in the international a cappella, college a cappella competition thing, which is basically what the movie Pitch Perfect is about. We lived it. We sang at Lincoln Center. We did the competition. We came in last, I think. But I would say like a healthy percentage of my college life was centered on being in this a cappella group. At some point, I guess my second year of college, I auditioned for another a cappella group at the same time, the Jewish pop a cappella group, the Jewish co-ed a cappella group, Mangina, which is Hebrew for melody. And my junior year, I became the musical director of that one while I was still also in Spur. And then my senior year, I became the musical director of Spur and, you know, just another person in Mangina. Now at Mangina, for Spur, I ended up arranging a lot of songs. That's, you know, when you figure out what all the vocal parts should be for this different a cappella song. And that was fun. In Mangina, I did a lot of that, but I also started writing songs for us. So I wrote several parodies for us of real songs that were Jewish themed. So like I wrote a parody of Stand by REM after Weird Al Yankovic's parody of Stand called Spam. I wrote another song called Spam, but it was about how spam isn't kosher at all. So where Michael Stipe would sing, stand in the place where you are now, face north. We would say spam isn't kosher at all. Can't have pork. Hilarious. I had a parody of Every Morning called Every Purim. We parodied the Muppet Show theme song with a song about getting ready for Shabbat. Oh, the fun we had in college. And Mangina also recorded an album. We released that album. And that album, I want to get its name in my head. It was called Songs from a World Tour of the East Coast. Oh, college. Anyway, that is stories of singing in college. I never did quit Spur. I made Spur first. I just also did lots of other things. I was just very good at managing time, a skill that I have kept. Anyway, that's all I got. And I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday.
Lex.